We repeat several times in the Slichas that we say this season of the year that the tshuva, the concept of tshuva, appears in the Gemara. It's one of the seven things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before He created the world. What was the idea that He had to create tshuva before Briyas HaOlam? So the Pashtus is that the Midrashim assume that the whole tachlis of the Briya, thank you, the whole tachlis of the Briya was for man. And the Rashi quotes in the opening posting in Chumash, Bereshis for Elokim Mishnubi Yisrael Mishol Reshis. The whole world was created in order that B'nai Yisrael should do the mitzvahs and learn the Torah. And the whole idea of Briya Sa'odim is that man has Pira Chavshis. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with the Malach and Nasa Adam, it's Alein on the plural, why Nasa? There's only Hashem Echad, who's the board of directors over here, Nasa. So the Chazal said, he was Nimloch the Malachim, he consulted the Malachim. The Pasuk says, Baichava Eser Lo Ezek Enech, and the singular, it doesn't say Nasa. So the Farshim say that that's why the women recite the Bracha Shavsani Kiritzono in the morning, and then we're created based on a conversation with the Malachim. So half of the Malachim said we should not be created, half of them said we should be created. So Bonson finally had a Bimachriya and decided to create Adam. Machava was created without any consultation with anybody. Bonson only Kashal Sanikyot Sanot. So the women bragged that they were created without consultation. So the Pasuk said, Nasa Adam, so the Chazal say, the Malachim were consulted, and because Adam, the whole idea of a human being is that he has Bechir Chavshis. So with Bechir Chavshis, he can always decide to do Averis. So after the Malachim said, he should not be created, he's going to do Averis, it's full of Sheker. It doesn't make sense to create Adam. So there's no human being that doesn't do Averis. So the Bajon had to create the institution of children before he created the world, because the whole topic of the Briya was that he should create man. Man has Bechir Chavshis, meaning by definition once in a while he's going to do Averis. So that's why he had to institute the possibility of children way in advance. In Kabbalah Svarim, we sometimes discuss what motivated the Ribbono Shel Olam to create the world. What do you mean? What motivated? So they give, officially they give two different explanations. Why? Some say because Teva HaTogel hated the Ribbono Shel Olam, wanted to shower his kindness. One is kind and good, wants to shower his kindness on others, but if nobody else there, so it's an empty world, so there's no one to shower your kindness on. So the Ribbono Shel Olam felt he wants to shower his kindness, so he had created a world, so he has home to be kind to. Teva HaTogel hated. Another Kabbalah Svarim give a different explanation that in Melech Olayom, the Bashal Mount of Yamelech, there's no world, so he can't be a Melech of Ren, and create a world. So they say that the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was very upset about the simple, superficial reading of these ideas in the Kabbalah Svarim. What do you mean? What motivated the Bashal to create the world? What motivates a person to get married? A person feels lonely. A person wants to have a spark of life, so he marries a spouse in order to have happiness in life. He's upset when he's single. What motivates a person to eat breakfast, lunch, and stuff? Being hungry, doesn't want to be hungry. What motivates a person to go get a job? He needs money in order to buy whatever he wants to buy in automobiles. He has no money, so he has to go get a job in order to have money. So when a person is missing something, he's missing happiness, he's missing companionship, he's missing so that motivates him to do things. But what do you mean? The Ribbono Shel Olam is missing something? Ribbono Shel Olam is perfect. He's not missing anything. So the whole question is improper to ask. What motivated Ribbono Shel Olam? So whatever the Kabbalah Svarim mean, we're not sure exactly what they said over here. So we say that the Briyas HaOlam, Rav Chaim said, the Briyas HaOlam was the Ritzono. This was the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not what motivated him, what was he lacking, what was he missing. Ribbono Shel Olam is never missing anything. Bereshis Bara Elokim, so I think the Targum Yonah says the Chokhmah. What does Chokhmah say? Chokhmah means the Baal HaTanya writes Chokhmah means Koyach Ma, combination of two words. When a person has an initial blitz, an eye follows something, that's called Chokhmah. Then when he develops it further, then it's called Bina, then it's called Das. So Chokhmah is the original blitz. So Ribbono Shel Olam had a rutzen, he had a desire, he wants to create a world. He can't say what motivated him, what was he lacking. First one wasn't lacking any. And the pasuk says that Hashem created man, Bitzalim Elokim. So what does it mean, Bitzalim Elokim? So the Sefer, the Ma'abit wrote a Sefer that's called Beis Elokim. The Ma'abit was a contemporary of Rav Yosef Karo and Tzfat. They wanted to do them together. They disagreed on a few things. 99% of the psalm they agreed. 2%, 1-2% are the famous machlokes between the Ma'abit and the Beis Elokim. So the Ma'abit wrote a Sefer, Beis Elokim, that's a Sefer HaShkofer that many people use and quote from. So the Ma'abit writes that when man was created with Tzelem Elokim, Tzelem Elokim means the Chiyuv Chavshish. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world, that decision was the Yesh Me'ayim. He wasn't lacking anything. He had a Ratzon, he had a Chachma. Bereshis means the Chachma. So too, people have more than the Chiyuv Chavshish. Chiyuv Chavshish means to give you a choice, you can do A or B. And the Rambam, when the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva writes about the Chiyuv Chavshish, so the Rambam says it's not possible to do Tshuva unless it's Chiyuv Chavshish, but the Rambam explains, if there's no Chiyuv Chavshish, then there shouldn't be any Schar V'Onesh. You don't deserve any punishment for anything you did wrong. You don't deserve any reward for anything that you did right. If it's not your decision, if that's where you were born like that, with this attitude in your mind, that whenever this issue will come up, you'll choose to do like this. You'll marry this type of a girl. You'll go into this kind of a field. You live in this kind of a community. And everything, all of the decisions are already there. The chip is already there in the computer. So all the decisions are made for you. That's basically most of the psychologists don't believe in clear options. Our religion doesn't accept the whole the hell ABC of psychology. We believe that there is clear options. Remember once there was a... in the Sunday Times, in the magazine section, they always have book reviews. So they once had a book review, once every 10 years, I read the magazine. So I remember the magazine that I read, and it's 15, 20, I don't know. So there was a book review on a book on psychology, and the author had a lot of captions. It's the ABC of psychology, there's no such thing as clear captions. It had a lot of captions. I'd explain this, I'd explain that. So someone sent in a letter to the editor. Maybe there is the Chiyuv Chavshish. Mm-hmm. That possibility doesn't exist. Lo bo b'chesed is so far-fetched. We believe that the ABC of our religion, of course there is the Chiyuv Chavshish. The Rambam says that if there weren't any Chiyuv Chavshish, there wouldn't be any Schar V'Onesh. You wouldn't be held responsible for anything that you did that's wrong. It wasn't your decision. You wouldn't be rewarded for anything that you did that's right, because you don't deserve any reward. And wouldn't be shy to do any tshuva. The whole thing would be impossible. But the Rambam doesn't call it. We call it the Chiyuv Chavshish. The Rambam starts off the Perek. Mishus l'chavadim l'sun. One of the prokem in Hilchas Tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Rambam has 10 prokem in Hilchas Tshuva, and his family, the practice used to be that every day, if there were three children, they would learn another Perek in the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva. And then he said that it could be, I don't know, maybe that's why the Rambam wrote 10 prokem, that you should be able to learn one Perek every day and say, maybe that's what motivated the Rambam? The Rambam had motivation. Maybe that's what motivated the Rambam to make 10 prokem. Okay. So the Rambam calls it Rishus L'chavad L'sun. What do you mean Rishus? So there was one rabbi once that printed around 10 years ago, some modern rabbi printed an essay about Chiyuv Chavshish. So he says, everybody has the right to choose to do mitzvahs or aveiros. You don't have the right to choose to do aveiros. You have the ability to choose to do aveiros. You're not allowed to. When the Rambam says Rishus L'chavad L'sun, doesn't mean you have the right to choose of it. That's not true. You have the ability to choose to do right or wrong. So why does he use the Lashon Rishus? Why doesn't he call it the Chiyuv Chavshish like we usually do? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Chiyuv means, like in Israeli elections, they call it the Chiyuv. They give you a choice. You want to vote for A, B, or C. They have 25 candidates. So many parties in there, so they have a lot of candidates. You want to vote for this one, that one, the other one. Rishus means more than the Chiyuv Chavshish. You can even come up with a new einfach, a new mamash yesh me'ayin, a new way to lead your life, a choice that wasn't even presented to you. Like the Rebbe Shlom created the world yesh me'ayin. He had a desire yesh me'ayin to create a world, a rotzon to create a world. So human beings can come up with an einfach, not only the Chiyuv Chavshish, to choose one of the possibilities that's presented to me. Yes, I want to eat chaz, but I want to eat basa b'cholav. I say, I want to eat kosher. It's not one of the choices that's given to me. I choose a totally different choice that wasn't even presented to me. So we believe that human beings have more than b'chiruch hashem. They have, like the Rebbe Shlom, They have the ability to choose the Yesh Me'ayim. So that's what Chachamim have such a tradition, that the concept of tshuva had to be instituted. One of the seven things that was instituted before Bria, because the whole tachlis of the Bria was for human beings. The human being, by definition, means the chiluk hashis. Chiluk hashis definition means that some people are going to sin. So if there's no tshuva, so the whole world is going to be over chlibud. Everyone's going to sin. You're never going to have any advancement. There has to be an institution of tshuva. So the Baal Shalom, that was a tonight cut in the mice, how do you institute tshuva? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash in the beginning of Bereshit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Hofer min HaGoma, and he formed Adam, and he blew him, but he brought the upper Mishnah Schaim, and he did Adam in Nefesh Chaya. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, what's the Lashon Hofer min HaGoma? What does it mean, min HaGoma? So the Medrash says, it has the mashmas of Mizbach Adam et Ha'asodi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Hofer from the Makam HaMizbeach, and he made Adam a Rishon for the Hofer Makam HaMizbeach. Why? Human beings have to have the ability to do tshuva. They're going to have the ability to sin. They're going to be created with chira chavshes. So they both don't have to make the ability to do tshuva. They have to create also the ability, have to create chira chavshes. The man has the ability to sin. They have to create the institute, the ability to do tshuva also, and to have kapar. And to have kapar as well. To do tshuva and to have kapar are really two different things. We said in Shmon Esrei, the two different brachas. We said, Hashivein Avinu Sarasecha. The Seder of the brachas in the Shmon Esrei, we have the first three brachas and the last three brachas, then the brachas that we introduce in Shevach, end up with Haidoy. That's a Derech Eretz dictate. But the Yikur of the davening is the middle part, the 13 brachas in the middle. So the Bakosh is the Rachim. So the first one is Atachan Elohim Das. And then in Yitzchad, the Abinu Badas, the whole uniqueness of the human being is that he has Seichel. So that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us that Seichel, and then in Yitzchad, the Abinu Badas. We should be able to act like human beings. That is, hey, Hashvein Aniyo and Sarah Seichel. That's the Rebbeinu Shlomo had an institute Judah before he created the world, before he created other nations. Not going to have Judah, so everyone's going to sin. So that's the whole Tapas of Bria is going to be oil of Libur. So after we say Hashveinu Avinu Sarasecha Baruch Atah Hashem Harotzeh D'Tshuva, I think people usually mistranslate Harotzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva. That's what it means. Then Pashuk Shat Harotzeh means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzratzeh D'Tshuva. He can be appeased by doing tshuva. He gives you the ability to do tshuva. If you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzratzeh. Doesn't mean that it's understood he wants us to do tshuva also, but I don't think that's the Pirush Amirus of the word. So after we say, Hashveinu Avinu Sarasecha, give us the ability to do tshuva, then we say the next bracha, Lachlonu Avinu Ki Chatanu, give us kapara and lechila. These are two different things. The Bnei Yisoscha has this, in the sage of Bnei Yisoscha, he has the kasha, and his other sage of Derech Kudecha, he has the Hagdama, long arichas on this. He's bothered with the kasha, there's a famous Gemara Kedusha, a man is Mekadosh and Isha, even if he's a Russian Kol Yomov, he does all kinds of averus. She's Mekadesh Hashem the Hirei Tshuva Believers. Mekadesh Himself Hashem the Hirei Tshuva Believers. Yet the Nevi Yehuda has a tshuva. So let's say a man is Mekadesh Anisha in the presence of two Rishoyim. So you say the Kedusha are not Chal because they need Eifus Lekim Adover. They're not Chal Shvedim, so it's not good. One should say Her. One should say Her. Shem Ahir Harut Shuv Beliba. It should be Bekudesh Misofek. Shem Ahir Harut Shuv Beliba. So then you say, no, if the person is in Russia, is the Cheskas Russia, and Hechet Eisi is doing Shuv. But here he says, Harit Bekudesh Sli Amanash Ani Tzadi Goma. He claims, he says, I am a Tzadi and I want to marry. Will you marry me? I am a Bekudesh Amanash Ani Tzadi Goma. So even though we know that he's a Russian Kol Yomar, but he says something about being a Tzadi Goma, so that leads us to believe that maybe Shem Ahir Tshuva Believer. If the guy doesn't admit the Kachinich in the presence of two Apikursen, presence of two Rishoyim, so the Hechateisa, why should you think Shem Ahir Tshuva Believer? There's no Hamin over there. So Kalpon, that's what the Gemara says, Shem Ahir Tshuva Believer. So the name is also the Bachelet with the Kasha, that at the end of the Masechet Yuma, the Gemara has Abba Chiluki Kapara. The Masechet Chorim, Shetan, who lived in Rome, has Abraisa Abba Chiluki Kapara. The person violated the Mitzvah, he didn't say Krishna this man one day. But he didn't do a Mitzvah. He didn't fulfill Shetan a Mitzvah. So if he does tshuva, he does neshama shalakhala. Right away they give him a feeling of what happens if he violated Allah's sensei. He once spoke Lashonara, he once ate the non-kosher food, he once violated some of the mitzvahs. So then it says tshuva, tayyav yamikim kor mechav. He has to do tshuva, he always has to do tshuva. Without tshuva you don't get any kapara. But then yamikim kor mechav. What if he violated creases and these bezin? So even tshuva, the Yom Kippur, Marovi, Toilin, Toilin and Yisurim, but the Yisurim will be Nabak, meaning Yisurim. And the fourth chiluk is that you did chil Hashem, so then in the Miskat on the Lord Yom Amis. So the Yisosko is bothered with the Kasha. It says, Hariyah Mekodesh Yisrei Amonash Amit Tzadi Gomor, even though he's a Rosh Kov Yom, what kind of a Rosh is it? It's a Rosh that he doesn't say Kriyash Nabizman, that he davened at the Lake Ninyan. He dams at the lake, man. He always miss Kriyashma, they always miss Manfila, whatever. That's the Gansa vicious, is that he doesn't do Mitzvah. Sounds like he does Averis also. So Tshuva is not enough. You have to have Tshuva, Toilah, Yom Kippurim, Achaper. So how is it having Mukadash and Sleep? Shem here in Tshuva believer that Tshuva is not enough. If he violated Averis, he needs Yom Kippur. And if the Averis Hamur is like Krisis and Mitzvah, Yom Kippur is not enough either. You need Yisurim as well. So the Reisach has a complicated answer. He goes out there, Chassidus gives a complicated answer in discussion.
Then what?
So. Oh. Maybe? Okay, I don't think he doesn't answer that. Interesting, okay. So he gives a complicated answer, doesn't answer that. Doesn't it? Says something about the Arcadia with the Siris Nefesh, a complicated answer. About Salvation, she gave a simple answer. What it says in Natanya. Natanya has a whole section about Shula, a whole minor about Shula. So the Baal Natanya says this in one line. About Salvation, she explained it in a few paragraphs. He said there are two different issues. One is Shula, to be Makhi of the Shem Roshan. And one is kapara. The two different things. Kapara means to wipe off that is not going to be in my initiative. Mar has, or Masi Bakar says, Abo Chiluki kapara. So if the person who is in the bottom of this says, Ainazaz Mishama Shabbat Allah, so they're not going to be any age. If you violate it, Allah says, it should be done at Bar Machaper. Machaper means that there won't be any more punishment. And if it's Jesus, this is Bezmit and Inchuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim. But that's for kapara purposes. But for tshuva alone, just tshuva, the tshuva to be makir the shem roshan. The person just says, "Avam anachnu avasein lechotonu." That's the tshuva. Here, a tshuva believer is makir the shem roshan. In order to make the person kosher le'edus, so then the gemara is concerned. Maybe he's a faker. Let's say the guy did averus all his life and he just makes a statement today, "Anachnu avasein lechotonu sham lefagadnu," and he should be kosher le'edus. Maybe he's a faker. He said that so he must, if he can't accept his edus until he convinces the bezin that is really authentic, that he really means it. But strictly speaking, tshuva is not here the shem rosha. And abba look at kapara, that's about kapara. These are two different things. That's why they're two different brachas in the shmona. That's why they're two different concepts. Hashvein avinu tzarasecha es haroi tzad tshuva. Tshuva is not here the shem rosha. Then slach lo avinu chalam alken kibushan. That's on the kapara. The two different things. So Rachel Gong used to say, there's a machlokes in the Gemara where the Yom Kippur is mechaper, he didn't do tshuva. Machlokes Rebbe in the Chacham, so Rebbe holds the Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if Lo Yom Tshuva. Most of the time I disagree that Yom Kippur is only mechaper if also tshuva. Only if also tshuva. So Rachel Rachel said, so the Rambam assumes some of the Gurney right, they assume the din is like Rebbe. Then Yom Kippur is Machaba, Tilam Yosef Tshuva. And the Rambam is more famous. The Rambam, you know, the Rambam has in Perigalov and Hilchos Tshuva that there's never any kapara unless the person does Tshuva and he sends Vitas. When they give a person Malkus, the Nikma Chicha, the Necha Kim Shalok, Ariyakim Chicha, becomes Kosher Mahidis. So he said, the Rambam says he only gets the Mechilas Avoidis if he says Vitui when they're about to give him the Malkus. And when the Mises says, when he admits that this is peasants, and the Rambam says also, he quotes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that before they're about to give this peasant, the person has to say vidur. When the person is holding by the end, makes on because also say have in the siddur. He should say vidur. He should say vidur. And he's not able to talk, so he'd say vidur before him. He should be to a Shemek Gaina. He's supposed to say vidur. That you should get a kapar. Then on Yom Kippur, the Rambam also, the Rambam says when you bring karbanis for the purpose of kapar, you have to say vidur whenever you bring up karban. That's what the Mincha Saluza was, the main anti-Zionist Hungarian rabbi before the Second World War. So he writes in one of his chidas, says, what do the secular Zionists think? They're going to walk down the lamas and they're in Israel and they're going to get the chidas of Zionists. The Gemara says on the last pasuk in Parshat Tzaddik, Shir HaZim, the chikpa admosai amai. So the Parshat Shat Rashi says means something else, but the Torah Shemotah has an additional level of interpretation. The chikpa admosai amai, that Eretz Yisrael is mechaper on the Jewish people. That the person that did sins and he walked out of Amos and Eretz Yisrael, so you get a mechilas avoinus. So the Munkasha writes, what do the secular Zionists think? They're going to walk out of Amos, going to get a mechilas avoinus, not going to help. He writes, he writes, Zelta Zayda was the name Shua. Because the name Shua says, and not Gemara, the end of Psuk is that when you walk down the land, you get the Chivas of Rhinus. Only if you do Chuba and you say Vidu. If you don't do Chuba, you don't say Vidu, you never get any Kapor on anything. But Rebbe's opinion is not so. Rebbe is quoted in Gemara, and if they were going, we'll help on Rebbe, that your gift is Machapa even if the person doesn't do Chuba. So it means every Rosh becomes kosher later after Yom Kippur, according to Rebbe. How can it be? Never heard of such a thing. That's ridiculous. I mean, never heard of it because we don't accept Rebbe's opinion, but the Goyim did accept Rebbe's opinion. So it comes out every Bala Deir becomes kosher later after Yom Kippur. Can't be. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, Rebbe never said it's Machkir L'Shem Rasha. To be Machkir L'Shem Rasha, you have to do tshuva. But for kapara purposes, they're two different things. A lot of times you can do tshuva and you won't get kapara so quickly. You need Yom Kippur, you need Yisur, you need the Amisa. And once in a while you can have Farket, you can have going to Rebbe, you can have a Kapara, Kippur is Mechapa, even Loyal's a Tshuva, you can have Kapara, and there's no Hafkwa Shem Rosh. Two different things. That's what the Balantaki writes in the Geras HaTshuva. The two different things. He's really answering this Kasha of the Bnei Yisoskov, that they're really two different things. So Rebbe pointed out that when you say the Slichas, we introduced the Yudgim Amidus the first time by saying, Kelach Apayim Av Chesedem. How does it go? I forgot that. So and then the rest of the time you introduce it by saying, Kelach Yashet Pisarachim. So the first time we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the ability to do tshuva. And then after the first time, after you do tshuva, then you talk about the possibility of getting kapara. They're really two different things. And it makes sense to go in that order. The first time you say, Kelach HaPayim, and yes, give us the ability to do tshuva, del tshuva ha-resa. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the ability to do tshuva. Then after, the first time, after, if we already succeeded in doing tshuva, then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be kind enough to give us kapar, to remove the oinesh. He shouldn't be punished. So this is, the Chazal say this was in the very outset of Kodesh Baruch Hu had to institute the concept of tshuva before Briya, that the whole tafnas of Briya was for Adam, and Adam is Zichah going to sin. And if there weren't the concept of tshuva, so the world would be a waste, you're not getting anywhere. So that's why it says, Ofa min Adam, in the very outset, Kodesh Baruch Hu took min Adam and mimokim on his be'ach, that halavai shetehelo kapar, that's where Rashi quotes from the Nevesh. People always exercise the Bechira Chavshis making decisions. And this Bechira Chavshis is what the base of the kingdom, Abid writes, the base of the kingdom. That's what it means, Selim of the kingdom. Meshach Chachma writes in his Sefer that several of the Chachmi HaKabal also write like the Abid, and that's the Pirish of Selim of the kingdom. Selim of the kingdom is not only Sechel, not only that the human being has a Bar Sechel, but it's a Bal Bechira Chavshis, and Bal Bechira Chavshis, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chachma Yesh Me'ayin. He had a reason to create the world Yesh Me'ayin. So human beings also have Rishus HaLechalot in the Sun. It's more than Chachma. Not just we have the ability to choose when we're presented with different options. We have the ability to come up with a new Eichbal, a new blitz of doing Averis, of doing mitzvahs, even if it wasn't even presented to us. such a possibility. That's what the Rambam means in Shlus L'Chalodim L'Sun. So really, when people do Averis also, they're exercising the Bechira Chavshim. That's an act of Tzavim L'Kid. So some of the Bali Averis do Averis L'Achis. So they think that they're demonstrating that Tzavim L'Kid, they're exercising that Tzavim L'Kid more than the others, because they're showing who's boss. They're exercising Bechira Chavshim to show the Rebbeinu Shlom that they're the Baal HaBach, they're the boss. But so it's a silly way to show that you're the Baal HaBach. You can choose to show you're the Baal HaBach by doing mitzvahs. I choose to show you're the Baal HaBach by doing Averis. But it's also an exercise in Tzelem HaMakim to choose to do Averis. But it's the wrong way to demonstrate. What exactly was the Eitz HaDaas? What kind of a tree was it? So the Medrash has different suggestions. One opinion is that it was chita, that wheat used to grow on trees. Today, wheat grows on the ground. But years ago, the wheat grew on the trees. And why does one time hold that it's chita? Because the babies don't develop the sechel to start to talk until they start feeding them cereal. So since chita usually develops the sechel of the infants, so that's why one time thinks that the Eitz HaDaas must have been a chita. The other opinion is that it was grapes. Why should they assume that it was grapes? So the Medrash explains why it was grapes, because you make wine from grapes. In the history books, they think that wine existed from Sheshes Negreshes. That wine is around for 6,000 years already. That since the days of Adam Arishan, they already, how do they figure out how to make wine? Well, if I must have showed, how could he figure out on his own? These are the grapes and the ferments. So because people get chicken, they say that this candidate should be a Supreme Court judge. He did an Adair when he was in high school, he became chicken. The people that they plant, so people get chicken, they do yalolabolo, and tragic things happen. One more becomes chicken, so that's why the Eitz HaDaas is a terrible thing. Because all the terrible things come when people get drunk. And often, that's why some Kabbalists farm write that the Chet of Eitz HaDaas was on Friday. The world was created in Sheshes Negreshes, and on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom HaRatzoylam, Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the world. It's not the anniversary of the first day of Sheshes Negreshes, it's the anniversary of the sixth day of Sheshes Negreshes when Adam HaRishon was created. Rishon was created on a Friday. And the Medrash figured their blessing said the same day that he was created, he sinned. And said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. He couldn't help Sechaim. He ate from the Eitz HaDaas. An hour after he was instructed not to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. That's why the Rabban quotes a Medrash, the beginning of Chuban, the Rabban of the Chidushin, and the Mohammed quotes a Medrash. If Adam Rishon would have waited until Leil Shabbos, it would have been mutter to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. He didn't have patience, he didn't have self-control to wait till Friday night. It would have been mutter to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. So that's why the Medrash has a lashon, V'yigala ofer me'enecha Adam Rishon. Who was going to dig up Adam Rishon from his kever and take the, he's buried 6 feet under, they should take the sand off of his eyes and show him that the Jewish people, a woman becomes a surah labayla. The husband waits longer than seven days, 5 days, 7 days. He waits. We have patience to wait a few days. And the Rambam quotes it, the Medrash says that when we shech the behena, we don't eat the flesh right away. We first check the lungs to see if there are any surahs. So we all have patience, so that we should dig up our Rishon from his grave and show him that if we wouldn't have been there, we wouldn't have patience. He didn't have any patience to wait a little bit. That's why there was an old minig. Sounds like an old wife's tale. There used to be an old minig in Europe that a pregnant woman would wait till after till Simchas Torah and bite off the pitman from the Esri and then say Yehiratzim. So what was that all about? Rabbi Kevegan tells you an Arachayim where to find the Yehiratzim. Tells you which sefer to look in. So one opinion was that the Eitz HaDaas was an Esrog. What's up in an Esrog? Because there's Nechmad Lemara, and the Dagmokulis writes the Meragei Lemechazi. And the word Meragei means Nechmad, That's the same word as Esrog. Reish Gimel Gimel, the same word as Esrog, because that's called Kriyei Tzadar. A good looking fruit, Kriyei Tzadar is a good looking fruit, the Esrog. And then the Rabban Chumash says, everyone is married, gave his wife a ksuvah. So the ksuvah says, the Shabbat all of the Chosin, the Kol Shvar Arag Nichse V'Kinyon, and this Lik Chos Kol Shmai. What do you mean, Arag Nichse V'Kinyon, when he Arag? So the Rabban explains, Arag means Ibis. The Nikra Din, Ksuvah Zishas Men Al Ziburis. The Chokhtal Arav, the Zikin collect from Lidis, the Chokhtal collects from Benidis, so the Zishas collects from Ziburis. But let's say Adol Choyd writes in the Shtar, I borrowed $100,000 and I'm a shabbat all my kakos and I authorized the Mali has a right to collect edis. So the Gemara says, Shah should constantly eat this. If you write a shah, how do I give the Mali the right to collect edis? So he has the right to collect. The kakos, Hakam, the Yom, he has the right to collect edis. But if the Leiber writes, I give you the right to collect edis, so be it. So the same thing, Suvazisha collects edis. But if you write in Kol Shvar Aragnis, and Arak means edis, and he gives his wife, if he ever dies or if he ever divorces her, gives her the right to collect from edis. So that's the opinion that the Eitz Hadas was an Esrog, because the word Esrog is the same Aramaic as Ragog, the Meragei Gomethazi, and it says Nechman Lamar. The Eitz Hadas was Nechman Lamar. And one opinion was that it was a Te'eno, because after the Chet, they realized that they were embarrassed. So So they made clothing from the leaves from the Dana tree. So Rashi, I think, Achumish quotes the Medrash. So the other trees didn't let. He was a sinner. One mitzvah that he was given, he violated right away. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. So the trees didn't want to let him take leaves to make. But the Dana tree was the tree with which he sinned. So that tree can't hold him back. That's the tree that he did the Aveiro with. So the only tree that let him take olive to make a beggar was the Te'ena tree. So there are different opinions in the Medrash what was the Eitz Hadas. The Anovim, they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon had a many who wouldn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Soloveitchik said he thinks the reason why is because the original chet of the Eitz Hadas, according to one opinion in Medrash, was from grapes. And we don't want to look for trouble again. So and he says that Rosh Hashanah. We say Hayom Harasam Rosh Hashanah Dibra. Doesn't mean the first day of the Sheshit Migration. The sixth day of Sheshit Migration. That was the day of the Migration. Sin. That's what the Medrash says. The Ramban has a Rosh for Rosh Hashanah. He writes, where does it say in Tanakh that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin? Where did the Talmud get this from? Doesn't really say. It's a little bit, but it doesn't really say today's a Yom HaMishpat. It's missing. Rabban says no, it's an oral tradition for the days of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon sinned on Rosh Hashanah. He was judged on Rosh Hashanah. He was punished on Rosh Hashanah. Chased out from Gan Eden on Rosh Hashanah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, just like I judge you today, so I will judge all of your descendants, the Jews and the non-Jews. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day on which all of mankind is being judged. And when the din is by you, and the individual people and the nation. So the different opinions what the Eitz Hadas was. Some Kabbalists want to write that why do we have a practice to kiddush over wine on Friday night that should serve as a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. That the Eitz Hadas, he ate of the Eitz Hadas and he sinned. And why do they think that the Eitz Hadas was on nothing? Because Yalola Bala Elam, when people make wine from the grapes, and then they get drunk, and then all terrible things follow from that, then that must be the Eitz Hadas that was the source of all of the trouble. That must be that it was a grapevine. So we, the Chachamim instituted that we should use wine to recite Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. It should be a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas, which was violated on a Friday. So every Friday night, when they make Kiddush over wine to show, we're not going to make Yilola. We're going to make you can use wine for good things as well. So all of these different opinions, what the Eitz Hadas was, the pashtus is, oh, we start to say that the pregnant women, that the pregnant women used to have, some women still have it now, they had a practice, they would wait till after Sukkot is over, till Simchas Torah, and then they would eat, bite off the pitna from the Esrog, and there is a Yehiratzim. So they would say, the Eitz Hadas was an Esrog, an Adamarishim, couldn't control himself to wait till Friday night. The Rabban Kosemesh, they would have waited till El Shabbos, would have been wanted to eat it. But Rabban Shalom, I waited till after the hook to the mitzvah says, oh, I waited till Simchas Torah, actually, you have Sarah says, hook to the mitzvah, so the Rabban, but still, even though you don't shake the lulav, you don't use the esrog for the mitzvah, so still hook to the mitzvah. So. But Simchas Torah is already no longer hook to the mitzvah. So she waits, the pregnant woman waits till Simchas Torah, and then she bites off the bit and she says, he rotten. The Rabban Shalom, if I would have been there, I would have waited till Leil Shabbos, when it's Mutabar Rayat, that I waited till after Sukkot was over. So I don't deserve to be punished. That's a telly bun. I shouldn't have the pain when I have labor. I shouldn't have pain when I have the delivery of the baby. I shouldn't have Targin Rabban. I don't deserve to be punished because of a chet that I would not have done. So all of these different opinions, they mean to say that the only chita tree was the Eitz HaDaas. There was only one grapevine. There was only one Dana tree. The Pashto says there were many grapevines. There were many Dana. So what was special about the Eitz HaDaas? That it had properties. What does it mean, Eitz HaDaas Togera? It's very unclear. What kind of a lashon is that Eitz HaDaas Togera? So in the Hasidic Sfarim, the Rambam and Mar Bucham has a different shot. But it's a little bit along the lines of what it says in Hasidic Sfarim. So I think that in Eitz HaDaas has this also. In the Derech Pikudech and Sefer. So he says, the Gemara says, Kibisha Avar Avda Mabeh Rishon Adol, Nasus Loke Hefer. That everybody has the power, every human being, brilliant people, have the power of rationalizing. When they do something wrong, so they cry up for them. Everybody tells over a story, so whenever he tells a story, he's always the hero of the story. Someone else will tell the same story, he's going to be a shade of different, he'll be the hero of the story. There's certain stories that the Yerushalmiach told the story, so he was the hero. And the Soloveitchik family tells the story, so Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was the hero of the story. The same story, two different versions of the story. There's human beings like that. Everybody rationalizes, and everybody thinks that what they do is right. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Kibin Shavu Ravim Avei Rishonavu, Nasus Lokehet, he's going to rationalize it away, he's going to, Red Zachayim and Zaykov is going to convince himself that he didn't do any other, there was nothing wrong with it. So that's Nasus Lokehet. So that's, there wasn't a special property to the Eitz HaDaas. There were many chita trees, there were many anavim, there were many grapevines, there were many things, but it wasn't only one. And this Eitz HaDaas didn't have any special properties. The Bein Sosa says, Tovaram Uravim Zeh Vazeh. Before the Chet of the Eitz HaDaas, it was clear what's Tov and what's Ra, what's Chet and what's Anabe and what's a Mitzvah, what you're supposed to do. He was put into Gan Eden, the Ovda, the Shomra, and then he sinned. So before he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, everything was clear. After eating from the Eitz HaDaas, it was Tov Ram Ravim Zeh Vazeh, because man likes to rationalize. So it's not because there was some special property, that's the nature of Chet. Whatever person does an Avera, he rationalizes. So that's the problem, that's the difficulty in doing tshuva. The person has to have hakoras hachet. The person has to have hakoras hachet. Before you do tshuva, you have to recognize, you have to admit that you did something wrong. The Gemara Yuma speaks about the nusach that the Kangol said when he said, Kangol said vidui, three times, first he says vidui, for himself, and he would base himself and his wife. That's what the Gemara said. Mishnah says, Kangol has to be married on Yom Kippur. He has to have Basil, by Sechot, not Shnepat, and he should be married to two wives on Yom Kippur. That's why there's a minig mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that the Bali Tzvila on Yom Kippur should be like the Kangol on Yom Kippur. The Bali Tzvila on Yom Kippur should be like a Kangol on Yom Kippur, that the Davidin on behalf of the Tzibur, like the Kangol said, Vid on behalf of the Tzibur. So they say, unless it's the yeshiva where almost everybody is single, but if it's a community, a shul, so the Bala Tfila should be married, like the Kangorul, and our friends say that, let's say the husband had half the Meir Rabbanim to marry another wife, so he's permitted to marry the other wife, but he shouldn't be the Bala Tfila on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur the Kangorul is supposed to only have one wife, shouldn't have Chita Bada Bada Beisai, by Sechot, Velosh Nebat, he shouldn't have two wives. So the Gemara discusses the Nusach, the text of the Vidui that the Kangol recites on Yom Kippur. The person says, "Be Daniel Basi for himself and his wife, then Bene Aaron Am for Shefa, of the whole shade is good." And then the third time he says, "Be Daniel for Bola Fabisa." So each time he says the leader three times, he's Menayim Shefahon. How do I know that he has to say please to give the Jewish people? One learns that from a course. That's how the Rambam quotes also in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam gives you a suggested, recommended text of the leader. He says, "On Hashem." You have to say, "Please forgive the others that I did." And a lot of the Mazam, the word honor is missing. Again, we have to say, "No, all the Tavolot Meralot Filosim." So here for the Mazam, the word honor is missing. At the end of that paragraph also, Rabbi Gilegam Shulchan Aruch has said, "Avam Anachnu, Ma'am Hussainu Chatonu." A lot of the Mazam just says, "Avam Anachnu Chatonu." What is the Anachnu Ma'am Hussainu? So Rabbi Gilegam quotes from that from the earlier Akhoinim, but the Pasuk says, "Isvadu Asavoinim, Isavoin Aroisam." That Yom Kippur is not the kapara sayochid. When you bring a korban, that's a kapara for you. And when the shramuah kills an adam and you have to pay kaifer, that's a kapara sayochid. The individual, the homeless baal shor, gets a kapara. But Yom Kippur is a kapara sarabim, kapara satzibur. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, he quotes from the Marival, and why is it called Yom HaKippurim? In America, they call it Yom Kippur in English. But the Chumash is called Yom HaKippur in the plural. Why in the plural? So there are more quotes in the Marival that it's Kapor L'chaim, Kapor L'Mesim. What did the Mesim need a Kapor? They had a Kapor the Yom Kippur before they died. Why do they need Kapor now? Because a lot of times a person did something improper during his lifetime that continues to have repercussions even after he died. He didn't send his children to the right yeshiva. And the Yerz of the Tarbus Ruah, and then the grandchildren also not, and the great grandchildren, or he did something terrible in the community, and people picked it up, and they keep on doing Averis, because he died 50 years ago. But the effect of what he did during his lifetime keeps on the snowball, keeps on getting worse and worse. So even the Mason also need comfort.
So
this is
what? Somebody did good.
Good is also. He died already, but he set up a system that things are going to snowball and do the time, right?
Every time anybody runs
the Rashi, Rashi said he will stop. Absolutely. He's a type of Merubim, yeah. So, in Shulchan Aruch says that it's Kapar Lachaim, Kapar Lamais. So, I think Rabbi Tzvachan has a say from Chosh Mishpah, but he raises this question. Usually we have a klal ein kapara l'neis. If a person was makar shachatas and then he dies, he can't be makar shachatas after he died. Or a person, my shoramut killed an adam and I died and I never paid the kofar. So Taisa says kufar kapara. So you won't gain anything by paying the money after I die. It's based on the Gemara Bava Kama. But they have a Gemara like that. And the end of Bava Kama about kufdal. Ein kapara l'neis is not just restricted to kapara of karbon, it's even kapara of paying money. So how can it be that Yom Kippur is mechaper for the Mason, Kapor Lachaim, Kapor Lamason? So Yitz Kohanan has in the Sefer Choshe Mishpah, if I'm not mistaken, he writes that the Mishnah says in Makkos, Elohina Goyman, that if a person killed the Shekhi, he has to run to the Orin Mikla, he has to wait till Moisai Kohen Abo. When Kohen Abo dies, then he gets a Kapor, then he's allowed to go back home to live in his own city. What if he dies before the Kohen Abo dies? So he didn't get his Kapor yet, so you're not allowed to bury him, the Kever Abo Yisrael. You have to bury him in a Mizoindik grave in the Beis HaKvaris in the Har Niklot. And then 20 years later, if the Kohen Gadol dies 20 years later, then he gets his kapara. If he's dead 20 years already, then he can take his bones and bury him in the Kibbe Avos. So if it's Chon Leis Vakasha, what happened to the cloth? Ain't kapara on the Mason. So he says, that's only by kapara Sayochid. If you get a kapar, because you bring a chafetz. You get a kapar, because you take koifu, kufu kapar. So if it's a kapar for a yochid, if that yochid is not alive, there's no kapar on this. But if it's a kapar, it's a rabbi, a kapar, it's a tzibur, Yom Kippur is mechaper for all of Klal Yisrael. So since it's mechaper for the chayim, it's mechaper for the nation as well. And most are kind of gold. He says, kind of gold is a kapar for the chayim. Many Oregon Shkoga are still alive. So the Mises kind of gold is mechaper for them. So it's mechaper for those. Organ the struggle were dead already. So because Yom Kippur is a kapparas atzibur, so that's where Rebbe Gilegi quotes it, really. You should end off that paragraph, Aval anachnu avaseinu chatoni. You should say the needle is father, savayin, avaseinu avaseinu. because it's a kapara for the whole sefer. Whenever you get a kapara, so you have to have a bidui. In order to get the kapara, you have to have a bidui and shuvah. So the bidui should be al shem harabi. So the Gemara says, "Minai shivana." When we say the bidui, we say, "Ana, please forgive us." But the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the nusach of the bidui and the kavod was problematic. We said the same avodah Yom Kippur. Ana Hashem chatos aviz b'shayt alavanach. Ana Hashem kapa nala chatan la'avayin aslap shayt. So we understand why he says Ana Hashem kapa nala chatan. Please forgive all of the errors that we did. But the first sentence doesn't make Ana Hashem chatos aviz b'shayt alavanach. Ana means please, please Hashem, please Hashem. I did big errors. You didn't ask for anything. We understand why he says Ana the second time. Ana Hashem kapa nala chatan la'avayin aslap shayt. What is he saying? Ana the first time, just making a statement that he did an aver. So then she said that the Bali Musar in Europe, the Darshan and Flegman Zabun, that a person has to ask the Yaakov Ishmael that he should be able to have Hakar Sahel. Not everybody is able to recognize that they did an aver, because people usually rationalize, and people, when they tell the story, they're always the hero of the story. So you need honor, you have to ask with the Yaakov Ishmael, Baruch Hashem should give you the ability to mimaka that you did in Avera. We ask Baruch Hashem to help us. We want to go to Darsha Adam Rotel, Elah Bomanich and also. He wants to go in that dark. He actually lived. But with Hashem, the Gemara says the Yetzer Hara starts up with us every day. And if the Baruch Hashem is not going to help us, then really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer, we won't succeed. So we ask him to help us, and that's really legitimate. That's legitimate. He's going to help us. About 10 years ago, my wife showed me on the internet. I still don't know how to use the internet. So she showed me some Arab who lives in America, dealt in business with Jews for many years, and he always knew that the Jews celebrate once a year Yom Kippur. Never knew what it was. So finally, after all those years, he asks, "What do you do on Yom Kippur?" So the Jew tells him, "La Hashem Levagan Machesha Chatan Lefanacha." We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we sinned, and we ask him, and we promise we're not going to repeat the avodas, and we ask him to forgive us for the avodas that we did. So the Arab said, "What a beautiful concept! By us, we never admit that we made a mistake. That's not that's Schwachkeit. That's for women. A man doesn't admit that he made a mistake. When we make a mistake, we cover it up. And we make another mistake. And then we make another mistake to cover up the other mistake. We keep on covering up. We keep on digging deeper into the blotter. What a beautiful idea that you do tshuva. We don't realize what a beautiful religion we have. We should listen to the Mitzvah. They recognize what a wonderful religion we have. But we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ana Hashem. We say in the beginning of the Vigday, "En anachnu asafanu sheref lo mafanacha tzadik manach lo lechatonu." We're not like the Arab. We're not like the Arab that we're going to say, "We didn't do anything wrong. Everything we did by definition is right." Aval anachnu asafanu sheref lo lechatonu. We have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give us a tziyai kadishmai, we should be able to have HaKoreh Sachet.
Rashi and Yuma,
but I think I'm trying to apply it to the big that we say also. The Rambam has on. The Rambam beginning with his tshuva assumes that the grave may be a tamachlekes Rashi and the Rambam. But the Rambam has it on, and everyone's vidui should say Anna. In the Chumash, the Torah tells us after the Chet HaMeraglim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bnei Yisrael they're going to have to wander in the Midbar for 40 years. So then, right away the next day, they were Ma'apila. They said, "We sinned, and we want to do tshuva, we want to go to Eretz Yisrael." So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Don't go." They said, "Hinei ve'alinu ki yam Hashem ki chatam." They said, they're doing tshuva, they said, "Vigdui," and they want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you better not go. In Hashem became b'chem, v'loti nokhu l'fnei oivechem, v'loti nokhu l'fnei oivechem. So the Rabban Chumash raises the issue of why wasn't their tshuva accepted? And then we learn from Hashem kechatan, they want to do tshuva. So the Rabban Chumash discusses. So I think they quote the name of the Baal Shem Tov. They never had hakara sachet. They said, "Ki omar Hashem kechatan, v'shitascha, v'nishlam, you say, v'zeh, al-chei shechatan v'nach." They never said we recognize we did anything wrong. They said, you think that we did wrong. Okay, so we did wrong. That's not called Hakar Sachet. Hakar Sachet means the person has to realize on his own that he did an aver.
If truth is such a great need, the Rambam seems to say that there's no need to say said, sure. He says, if you do tshuva,
should say me, then.
But it's mashma that there's no need to say.
Right, the Mincha Sena says, you don't need if the person cheated in business all of his life. So it says, Loisizol, so stop cheating. You don't need a new mitzvah to do tshuva. It says, Loisizol. He always violated the Dinam of Taras HaMishpach. It says, the Dinam of Taras HaMishpach. He always violated Shabbos. He went to work on Shabbos. So observe the mitzvah of Shabbos. You don't need another mitzvah of tshuva. You're mitzvah of the Yosef and the Taryag mitzvah. So you have been violating all your life. So you don't need another mitzvah. Okay. Well, why do the others hold that there is a mitzvah of tshuva? It's the old mitzvah of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach. All the things that he was violating all of his life. So he has to observe it. I think the Mincha Sena says that's the fashion, that you don't need a mitzvah of tshuva. Okay, these are details. So that's part of the mitzvah of vidui. The Rambam says you should formulate, you should be sharp in your mind, and you should formulate your haklapas, the dibur. A lot of times people have fleeting thoughts running through their mind. I said they make an appeal in short for a certain socket. I think first I'll give $1,000. So the din is that Shulchanot Mipaskin that Nidre Hekde Shachal, the Gemara says Nidre Hekde Shachal the Marshavet, the Pasuk in Nidre Yom of the Gemara calls Kom the Deep Lay Boy Vosay to you. And in Shulchanot, both in Yeriday and Hilchas Stok and Hilchas Shemishpot, we assume that Nidre Stok are also Chal Balei. Just like Hekdish is Chal Balei, the Nidre Stok. So let's say they're making an appeal, and the one who's making the appeal is such a compelling presentation, I think I'm going to give $1,000. Then he keeps on talking, I think I'll give $500. Then I change my mind, I make it $18. So is it binding that I have to give $1,000? So Baruch Be'er has it to say around the dorm, he quotes a sheet in Prudessus. If you make your mind up $1,000 from the beginning to the end, and then tomorrow you change your mind, then the din in Shulchan Aruch is that the nether itself has fallen Moshav. But if you had $1,000, $500, $18 going up, going down, you're thinking about it, you're tossing around ideas, so the ideas are floating, that's not all that Nidrit Stok al Chalva Marshal. You have to have the heckling. If you say it's prepared, I pledge $1,000, then it doesn't matter if you only said it momentarily. If you say it's prepared, so then Nidrit Stok al Chalva Marshal. But Nidrit Marshal is a fleeting thought. So that's what the Rambam says, that when a person makes a haflata that he's going to start doing averes, has to be made to the thief. He has to formulate a statement. When he formulates a statement, he should say, I sinned, I did something wrong, and have charata, and I'm embarrassed about it, and I plan never to repeat it, and I promise I'm not going to do it again. And you should call upon the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that's what the Rambam said, the Yoyron of Yadea Talumas. You should call upon the Rebbeinu Shalom to testify on his behalf that his haflata is so sincere that it looks like he's a perspective of the person looks like he's never going to repeat that there again because he's so positive about his haklot. So the whole din of tshuva only begins when you have hakar sachet. Before hakar sachet, there's nothing to discuss about tshuva. I remember years ago the mashgiach and the yeshivas of Hanukkah Bracha always used to hold drushes before tkiyas and bel kol nidre. So I remember one of the drushes that he gave was that the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara that the machloket chatanayim. A person did Averis and he said, Vidui last year on Yom Kippur, and you never repeated that Averis. So does it make sense that you should repeat again the Vidui for the Averis? He was once involved in a Geiva when he was a teenager. He was involved in a Geiva and never repeated. And he said, Vidui, and then he haflot that ever since he doesn't do Geiva. Does it make sense that you should say again, Vidui on the Geiva? He really stopped doing Averis. When he was in high school, he got chicker and he started off with a girl. He's not in high school anymore. He's been out there 60 years ago. I wanted this fellow, you know, this candidate for the Supreme Court. So if he never repeated that there, why should he say Vidui again? So the Mashgiach explained, because as the person grows in Yerushalayim, if the person is about children, and he doesn't repeat the same Averis, it means that he's growing in Yerushalayim. He's able to control his emotions. So he's going to have a deep Bahakara Sachet. He's going to even realize now that the Avera was worse than he thought it was last year. So when you have a deep Bahakara Sachet, then there's no Machayat to do Tshuva. Then 2 years later, right when he didn't meet the other, means that he's growing even further in Yerushalayim. So there's even a deep Bahakara Sachet. Whenever there's a deep Bahakara Sachet, then there's no Machayat to do Tshuva. There is a Taisus in Shvuot, the Abdallah on an Aleph, where the Rabban Rassman has a whole essay on the Taisus. Taisus says, a Korban Chatus is not Bobby Lenin in the door. If you're Mukhoyim Chatus, then you can be Makhdi. Not Mukhoyim Chatus, it's just not Kal. You can't be Makhdi Shachat. So let's say a person is a Baal Shuvah, he doesn't know too much, and on a Tzoy Shabbos he has a funny feeling, he was probably Machal Shabbos, but he doesn't know enough about the Chal Shabbos. His attending classes, week after week, he finally found out, yeah, he takos Mechal Shabbos. So let's say, on a Tzoy Shabbos, he has a creepy feeling, maybe he was Mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't know anything about Hilchot Shabbos. His Makrish HaKarben Chattas. In case it turns out it's Mechal Shabbos, this should be the Chattas. But he doesn't know that it's Mechal Shabbos. A couple of weeks later, he finds out, yeah, he never knew that you're not allowed to write. He wrote on Shabbos, and now he knows that he did it out here. So it brings the Korban to the day Sunday, but the Tosfos says that it's Chulin Bazar. Because when it was Magdish, there was no Yediyah Sached. You have to have Yediyah Sached in order to be Chai Ben Achatos. Kozman, you don't have Yediyah Sached, there's no Chiyah Chatos. So the same is over here by Tshuva. Kozman, there's no Hakar Sached, there's no Chiyah to do Tshuva. Chiyah to do Tshuva only begins after Yediyah Sached. And Yediyah Sached has to be with Vadoetz. There's a Ramah, quotes of Rabbein Yonah, a famous Ramah, quotes of Rabbein Yonah and Brachas, that when you bring an Oshim Tolu, an Oshim Tolu, the person is not sure whether he ate Chelu or Shuma. If he knows for sure that he ate Chelu or Shuma, he went to a kosher restaurant and he served him a meal, and then after he finishes eating, then the waiter runs to him and he says, "You're wrong, by mistake, we gave you Chelu. We forgot to cut out the Chelu from your steak." So he knows the Vada that he ate Chelu, so he brings the Chatus to the place on his. What if he's not sure? Chatichas, Mishte Chatichas, so then the Torah says he has to bring an Oshem Tolui. So the Oshem Tolui has a minimum price that it has to be worth. Achatas has a minimum price. So there are more quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Why does the Oshem Tolui have to be more expensive than the Achatas? Because it's harder to do tshuva from a Sofik Avera than to do tshuva from a Vade Avera. Vade Avera, he has Hakoros Achet, he knows which way he did an Avera. Sofik Avera, he said, maybe I have to do anything wrong, so what do I have to do tshuva for? Before Hakoros Achet, you have to have Yediyah Vadoes. Before you have Yediyah Vadoes, then there's no chiyuv to do tshuva. The Gemara has such a din. The Gemara Yevamos has such a din. A drasha at the beginning of Yishara, the Gemara has a drasha in the Pasuk. One brings a chatas, a hodila chatas of shechot oleh, when he becomes aware that he did an aver. The Gemara says, a hodila v'lo shiyo b'yuhu achev. Even though Yedechot is neman v'yisurim, Yedechot is neman to tell you, don't eat this because it's chaza, you may eat this because it's kosher. Yedechot is neman l'maisa, how to do a hanhoket. But the Yedechot is not mevar the facts of the case, to be mevar the facts in each name. So that's what the Gemara has a drasha. You have an Erecha that tells me that Achal Techeilev, so that's not Mechayev the Achatos, even though Erecha is never be served, because there's no Yediya Sachet yet. You have to have two. You have to have two Eidim Utelim. Or you have to have a Shtikas, a Shtikas Koidotam, you know, also in the Gemara. So that's why Rav Chanan has a whole essay about that. There's a Rosh in White Cotton, where the Rosh saw in the Hilchas Aveilim, so the Rosh says that the Erecha comes and tells me that a relative died, so does one observe Aveilus or not? So the Pashtus Aveilus should be Erecha Nemvizu, so somebody tells me that a relative died, so Erecha is Nemma, so you should have to observe Aveilus. So the Rosh says, if Erecha tells me, I have to observe Aveilus, because it's a Milsa Davidim Iglui, Lo Mishakarinj. What does he need most of the bit of the glue from? Most of the bit of the glue need, if we would have been a dovish of the Arabic, that he needs to wait and make by law. So then it's built of the bit of the glue, Erechot is not, even though it should have required to wait. But it's just plain old Erechot and be so, so what do you need the reasoning? Most of the bit of the glue. So Bahan explains why, because by Avelis is a din, Avelis is not how until he had a deal with Avelis. Let's say, I'm a doctor in the hospital, I know that his father just died in the hospital. And I made up on taking the son to a wedding tonight. Do I have to tell him that his father died and that he's not allowed to go to the wedding? I'm going to take him and dance with him at the wedding. This is evil, this is conditional. The Bukhana says, strictly speaking, I don't have to tell him. Because man, he doesn't know, there's no chiyuv avelus. If I give you chazan, you don't know about it. You don't say, whatever you don't know won't hurt you. If you're eating traitors, you mechal shazan, that's an avelus. But when it comes to avelus, you have to have either shmur kureva or shmur rechoika. You have to have yediyas avelus. Because man, you don't have yediyas. So there's no chiyuv avelus. That's what the Bukhana says, hey, therefore, is not called Yiddish. You need two Aiden. To be Mavari, the facts that should be called Yiddish, you need two Aiden. Therefore, none of these two had to be annoying. But they therefore doesn't have the manas to be Mavari, the facts of the case. So just like the din is that, let's say, Orlo the Chutzlor, it's also the din. So the Gorlo the Chutzlor is Mutter. The Gemara says, Katnam Rabach. The parents that grow the first 3 years on a tree, they'll just plant it as Orlo. The Sotah Gar L'chutz Lo'ez Mutter. So Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, when Amarayim had to treat Amar Zorla, they used to take the Paris and give it to another Amar, to a friend of theirs. You're not going to give treifas to your friend. But since Orla L'chutz Lo'ez, Sotah Gar L'chutz Mutter, so that shows that Yiddias, the knowledge of the fact that this group, Paris Zorla, firstly is, Yiddias is a condition in the Niyog of the Yitzhak. Kozman is no Yiddias, so there's no Yitzhak Orla L'chutz Lo'ez, so there's no Yitzhak Na'iv over there. It's like, I'll drive him to the wedding and dance with him. There's no litany because Kozmani doesn't have idea of the death of the relatives. No shmur forever. There's no shmur at all. So there's no chiyuv avelus. So that's the din that sofik avelus lekul. Whenever there's any sofik, you go lekul also. Same reason because you need idea. That's why sofik mamzer is mutam and atar. Chana has a long essay. He puts together all of the din of sofik mamzer is mutam, sofik avelus is mutam. Because in all of these dinim, by mamza vada, by mamza safik, you need yediyah vador. If there's no yediyah, then in atar it's muta. And the same thing by orlo. So that's all the year also. You have to have yediyah vador, that you sin. All the lot chatosah, the chiyuv to bring a chatos is only when you have yediyah. The chiyuv to do tshuva is only when you have yediyah. So if the person only has the yediyah of the safik, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. When you have the Rosh Chodesh, the Ramah quotes, the Rabbi Yehuda. When a person is chayv and ashim talui, he only has yediyah of the sofik. So it's very hard to do tshuva. How can you begin to do tshuva? You don't have yediyah sa'aveh. You have to have hakoras sachet. Kozman, you don't have hakoras sachet. So the whole chayv tshuva doesn't begin. I tell a famous story that they tell about different tzaddikim that were going from the Balagola from one location to the other, and then the Balagola wanted to feed his horses hay on someone else's farm. So he looked around in all the directions, seeing that no one's watching, and then he pulled the horses over, they should nibble the hay. So the tzaddik was going, different versions who it was, the tzaddik was going on the horse and started on the wagon, started to say, the zeth, they're watching. So the Balagola ran quickly, they shouldn't catch him, they shouldn't arrest him, shouldn't beat him up, and he ran away. Then it happened again, the second time, the third time, every time. Then he keeps on looking around. What do you mean, Mizat? There's nobody watching. Said, the Rebbeinu Shalom is watching. Whenever you do an Aveir, the Rebbeinu Shalom is watching. So who do we think that we're fooling whenever you do an Aveir? So I mean, every time anybody talks Lashon Hara, anytime anybody does any Aveir, it's really an act of fear. As if the Rebbeinu Shalom is not watching now. Rebbeinu Shalom sees everything that we're doing. We're Mesiyach Das, and our Amunah. We have Amunah, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows everything that we're doing. Even B'chad Rechadur knows everything that we're doing. So how does anyone ever do any Aveir at all? B'chad Rechadur. People are embarrassed to do the Aveir in public. Embarrassed people shouldn't see. Well, no one's watching, so we'll do the Aveir. That's really a Hesachat Das. Hesach Hadas from Emunah. It's a big problem. I remember when we were teenagers, we were learning Baba Basra in the yeshiva. So the Gemara says someone stole a barrel of wine, and there was a winery. There were a lot of barrels of wine that were open, and a guy stole one barrel of wine. So the Shaila was, who stole the barrel of wine? Was it a Yid? Was it a Goy? So the Gemara says, in that city, it happened to be Rav Gadol Yisrael. Most of the Ganavim in that city happened to be Jewish. So we assume that it was Jewish persons, even though all the barrels were open, we don't assume that he asked the wine. One of the friends writes a Lashon Rov, Yisrael Gandhi. So the friend says, the Bachai thinks, I'm sure they know, what is Rov Yisrael Gandhi? Rov Gandhi Yisrael is that certain city, not one particular city. Most of the Ganavim happen to be Jewish, but it's not most of the Jews in the world that Ganavim. There is no such statement in the Yom. Rov Gandhi in that city where Yisrael is. I remember the boy yesterday, Rebbe Akashim, but if he's a Ganav, so he's not religious, so he's going to ask for the wine. So the Rebbe said, an American thinks like that. Americans are consistent. You're not religious. Either you're religious, you're not religious. The guy's stealing. He said, Europeans didn't think like that. They would compartmentalize everything. Geneva, you do. And Kashrut, so you're careful about two different things. A lot of us are Orthodox. We're all observant, Trinitarian and everything. And we violate all kinds of others. We assume as if the Rebbe Shlomo is not watching temporarily. Aye, but we believe that when the Shlomo is at the Rebbe and the existence of God, and God watches everything that we're doing, and somehow we fall asleep. We forget about that at one. When we do our prayers. In the beginning of Bava Kamma, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Shorbor Mabe Heva, what is Mabe? So the Machloek is Rabbi Shmuel. So one Amara says, Mabe Zeha Odom. How does Mabe come to mean Odom? Because of the Pasuk that says, Amashayma Sabuke, we got loyal im Tavoyim Boyim. Im Tavoyim Boyim means if you'll daven, Havias HaMashiach, that will solve all the problems, all the tzores of the Gomes. Im Tavoyim. Tizkabok Salos and Bahusa. Bahusa means Tfilis. So Im Tavoyim Boyim. So Mabe Zeha Odom, if you want to describe a human being, how do you describe him? The Davener. The human being was created with the Bechira Chavshis. The Tzelem HaMashim Bechira Chavshis and Rishus Uchalon Mizunah. Powerful Bechira Chavshis like the Rebbe Shlom. He can come up with an idea, Yesh Me'ayin. And the human being was created with the Koyach HaTfiloh. Rashi and Chumash quotes in the Bereshit Rabbah and the Pasuk and Parashat Bereshit. It says, and Perek Beis, I think, V'chol Siach HaSor Lepehem Yeh Boretz HaChaleis HaSor Lepehem Yitzma Ki Lo Hintar HaShem HaKim HaLoretz HaDamayim HaVedas HaDomo. So Rashi quotes from Medrash, like it says, V'yeitzi Yitzchok V'asuach V'asodeh. So Chazal say that Yitzchok went to Davin Mincha. Vosloch means Tfilah Leoni Kiyatav Litzah Litzah Hashem Yishpach Sicha. So Sicha means Tfilah. Chosia HaZadeh doesn't mean the bushes weren't growing yet. That's the bushes, Shem. The bushes weren't growing. So the Chazal answer, Chosia HaZadeh Tehem Yeh Boretz. It wasn't a Kerech HaTfilah yet. Chalesa HaZadeh Tehem Yitzchok the grass in Roki Lo Yintirah Ken Hashem didn't bring rain. Kozman is no rain in the vegetation not going to grow. But Odom Ayin have not yet created Odom Rishon. La Avodah So Adam goes on Avodah Shibboleth to pray for the Adam. That's what Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Bereishis Rabba. Bereishis Rabba interprets the pasuk. The Rebbe Shlomo created the world, and he wasn't going to bring the rain until we're going to say the same Talmud. If you don't ask for the rain, he's not going to bring the rain. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man. He wants man to daven. The Tzukim say that Tzorah will forget and Rachel were Akoros. And the Gemara Yevamah says not only they were Akoros, Avraham Yitzchak were also Akoros. Everybody, Akoros and Akoros. So the whole existence, we all exist as Lamana and Atel. The whole Kohen Yisrael shouldn't exist. It's Geneged Atel. How can we be descendants of people? Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the whole Atel. And they had children. That's what some suggest. Maybe that's the whole root of all of the anti-Semitism in the world. Because in nature, the nature is that when they started making organ transplants, that they realized that the body always rejects all foreign matters. So the Teva Olam is that the Jewish people shouldn't exist, because they're always in the Mars of Rakam, so none of us should exist. So it's Keneged HaTeva. We're like a foreign matter, so the body rejects the foreign matter. It should be like that. The rabbi has like that in the Hagdama to the Bali HaNefesh. He says, the Pesukim and Bereishis are so strange. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam and Rishon all the different behemoths. He should pick a shidduch. He should marry a hippopotamus. He should marry a horse. He should marry a kachke. What's he going to marry? So he looked at all the behemoths and he sees there's nobody for him. So he goes from how to create chadu. So what was the haba mean? What was the Haman? He should marry a behemoth. What was the Haman? So there's a famous book Paradise Lost by Deutsche Gala. So he has that caption. So he said, most one is kidding around with Gavrish. But the rabbi raises the issue, what was the Havamayim? He's looking, and there's no Motzei's there connected. He didn't find anyone to marry, so Moshe had to create. So the rabbi says to the Balei HaNefesh, there was no Havamayim that he should marry one of the behemoths. He said, look, see if you'll find in the cave. I created all the animals up in the cave of Bara Oysam. I created Zohar and Karma in the cave. And they make a Shidduch on their own. But those Shidduch are not blessed. So the writer says, why? Have the writer know this? I don't know. He says, because the nature is that every body rejects foreign matter. So the Zohar and the cave should reject the Zohar. They should reject each other. So he says, if Baruch Hashem wants to have an institution of marriage, that the couple should live together in peace and harmony, so he had to make Beikachs, Achas Nitzaloysev. He had to take from other Mauritians, so it's not far matter. He had to take from other Mauritians and make Chava, so therefore it's shot to have that they should blend in together. I remember there was a couple who were married for, I think, over 20 years. They didn't have any children, and they kept on going for fertility treatment. So they finally had a boy, and we were friendly with the grandfather. So it was such a big simcha, so we went, it wasn't a Washington night, so we went to the other side of New York City to celebrate when the kid was bar mitzvah. So the doctor who did the fertility treatment, I think from Seattle or something, so the doctor was a Jewish person, he came in also to cover the bar mitzvah. So at one of the meals, we were eating all the meals in the shul, and it was such a big simcha, the kid was bar mitzvah. So I was sitting one of the meals with the doctors, and the doctor was saying that doctors still don't understand why the female body doesn't reject the sperm of the male body. The body always rejects foreign matter, and they don't understand why the female body doesn't reject the sperm is also foreign matter. That's what the rabbi raised that issue. So the rabbi said, the Rav Shlomo told the Rishon not to look to see if you want to marry one of the horses or one of the cows, you want to marry a bird or something. So look to see if you'll find a wife, a human being. I didn't create a male and a female separately. Not look at all the behemoths I created, so I'm going to get them separately because they don't need an institution of marriage. Human beings, I want to have an institution of marriage, but the body is always going to reject any foreign matter. So I'm going to have to create chava from you, so it won't be a foreign matter. So the body won't reject it as a foreign man. So that could be, that's what some say, that's why the some chant I send it didn't work, because the Jewish people are really, we're a foreign matter. We really shouldn't exist. If all of the others and all the imams were a karma and a karma, if there are teva, none of us should exist. So it says, can I get a teva that we're here? So the Chazal and Yevam says, Akasha, why did that Kodesh Baruch Hu do such a thing? That the Ovis and the Imars were all Akorim and Akorim. So the Imar says, Akorish Bochum is Sabbath and Philos and Shal Sadiq. We're not exactly sure what that means. Some people have a tiber for money, some people have a tiber for COVID, some people have a tiber for food, a lot of men have a tiber for women. People have different kinds of tibers. So the Baruch Shalom also has a tiber. Akorish Bochum is Sabbath and Philos and Shal Sadiq. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misav. We don't understand. One of the Rishonim writes a Loshon Ilya Daita Vayisid. If any of us would understand what Elokus is all about, we would understand the Rav Shalom's status. The only one who understands it is the Rav Shalom himself. Human beings can't understand anything about Elokus. That's what Chazal had a tradition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misav, the Tfilosim Shal Tzadik, the Chazal considered Tfilah. It's a difficult possible until in Kirum Zulus in the Yotam, a very difficult possible deep shooter. So the Gemara, the first Perek in Brocha says it's a reference to Tefillah. Tefillah is from the Dvar Mo'em, the Kirum Shal Oilam, and the Yotam is also in Bohecha. People are not careful when they die. Tefillah is such an important thing. That's what Hazal, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Misadha, the Tefillah Sam Shal Tzadik. What is the Misadha, the Tefillah Sam Shal Tzadik? He loves to be flattered. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he likes to flatter it. But the Ovdi Avodah Zarah, the main part of the tefillah is Haluka, everything of praising, because all of their religions are man-made religions. So they make human beings as a god, and human beings enjoy flattery, so they imagine in their mind, they're making up a religion, so they imagine that the gods also appreciate calamity. But by us, our God is not a man-made God. He's surreal. He doesn't need our flattery. So our tradition answers that when you daven, the ikra of the davening is the middle part, the bakasha sarachim. There are kind of dictates. You don't come to Shom, say, I need this, I need that, I need parnasa, I need shalom bayis, I need my children to get a shidduch, I need this one needs a job, and this one has one of the grandchildren is sick, whatever. It's not their heart to come and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like this. You have to introduce it with shevach, you have to conclude with bakosh, but that's not the ikar of the tefillah. You have to begin with shevach and end with hodoyah. But that's not the ikar of the tefillah. The ikar of the tefillah is the bakosh of sarach. So why is it so important? Why is bakosh of sarach? Why is tefillah so important? And the Gemara has a din. We have Allah, Halavai, Shishpah, and Kol Yom Kulay. Yerushalmi has a lashon that the Rishonim quote. The Ribbono Shel Olam really should have created man with two mouths, one mouth to daven all day and all night, and the other mouth to take care of business, to take care of everything else. Literally, Halavai, Shishpah, and Kol Yom Kulay. What's so important about davening? Bakosha Sarach means Bakosha Sarachim, that man should realize Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem does not mean that we believe in monotheism as opposed to believing in many gods. So there were the Zohar. They believe in a trinity, and the Romans and the Greeks used to believe more than a trinity. Believe in more than three gods. Yichud Hashem means the only one God, but it means more than that. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in full control of everything in the world. So you have to doubt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to recognize that he's in full control of everything. The Gemara has, the Mishnah has in Brachas, it's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos also. If a person davens keva, so it's not going to be tachanun. So what does that mean? So the Gemara has two interpretations. So one pshat is tefilasa keva, he always davens at the 7 o'clock minyan. He always davens at the 7:30 minyan. So one Amara said that's not right. You should always daven basikin. So sunrise is different every day. It's not always 7 o'clock. Not always 7:30. You should never daven 2 days in a row at the same time. Every day you should daven according to when the sunrise is going to be, in order to daven wasik. Okay? That's some tanaimer of the opinion. Many hold that that's a midas chasidus to daven every day wasik. And then the Gemara has another pshat. Most people don't daven wasik. But the Gemara has another pshat. This is philosophical. I mean, if you just say the text that's printed in the siddur, you don't add on any tachnunim after philosophy. Ain't philosophy tachanunim. So then it's not a proper tefillah. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of your needs. So every day, 365 days a year, every day the same thing. One day this grandchild is sick, the other day another child needs a shidduch, the other one needs a job, the other one needs a parnasa. Everybody needs something else. Everyone, this one is applying for a job. Someone is sick. Every day something else comes up. So if you don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just say the text that's printed in the siddur, the Anshik Tens HaGadolah can post a text that's shayach for thousands of years. We'll still say the same nusach that they introduced. But that's only the outline. You have to add on every day, whatever is misrakash that day. You have to add on something. If you don't add on tachanunim in the proper place, every day something else, and philosophy tachanunim, so you just say a bunch of words. The whole idea of davening is not that the Ribbono Shel Olam needs the davening. He wants us to have this attitude of Yichud Hashem. We should have the realization he's in full control of everything. A lot of our davening is really far from what it should be. We mumble the words. That's in the Shulchan Aruch that told me at the Kavan Mehar V'Shaloi V'Kavan. The whole ikar of the davening is to know what you're saying.
Why only the tefillah of tzaddikim? Not general.
Some of the tzaddikim pay attention, they daven slowly, and they pay attention to every word. The others just mumble the words. Some of that's why. You have to daven slowly, you have to know what you're saying, you have to recognize that you're missing a lot of things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who's in full control and full charge of everything. That's called Yichud Hashem. The Gemara, the end of Nida, says, what should you do in order to become rich? The Gemara has a whole series of suggestions. And then you should offer a prayer. What should you do in order to have children? A whole bunch of suggestions, medical suggestions. Then you should offer a tefillah. Everything, whenever you have suggestions, how to invest in the market, whatever, where to buy a home, whatever, whom to marry, then you have to offer a tefillah. You have to offer a tefillah when it comes to a shidduch. You always have to offer tefillos on everything. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in full control of everything. We have to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we don't have everything that we need. The Nevi says when Hakadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's not like a boss of a dog. Boss of a dog, when I want to take the karma from an enemy of mine, I'll destroy him from the face of the earth. I'll kill him, I'll ruin his shidda, I'll ruin his parnasa, I'll wipe him out from the face of the earth. But Shalom was very nice. When he punished the Nochash never has a diamond hakonasa. Offer techokai nechayecha. So wherever the Nochash goes, there's always going to be offer to you. So the Baruch Shalom didn't lash and lie really happy. He didn't wipe out the Nochash completely. He punished them a little bit. So Makshim Ha'elam came up to him in Yiska. Before the Ched, the Nochash apparently used to eat whatever fruits and vegetables. So if he's on a desert island, there's nothing growing, so he has nothing to eat. And after the chet, now offer tells the klayim echayecho. So he never has a dagas hakonasa, he always has offer. So how can the Medrash say that the Baruch Shalom is kind when he punishes? He doesn't punish ad lahashnit. It's a light punishment. It's not punishment at all. It's the toilas on offer. There's a famous interpretation from Rabbi Tzalel Urkin, one of the earlier Siddush Rebbes. So he said, Kol zman the nachash is missing something, the only fruits and vegetables is either a desert island, no fruits to eat, he has a right to offer a tefillah. But now the Baruch Shalom says, wherever you go in the world, you're going to have parnasa, there'll be offer to eat. So the nachash is never missing anything. Now he has no right to daven. You only have a right to daven if you're missing something. You have a right to ask for bakosha sarochim. This is chus that the Baruch Shalom gave us. We thank him that he didn't give us everything, that we're missing a lot of things. We have to. We're very lax in the tefillah. Tefillah is a tremendous gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all of us. That He gave us the ability to daven. There's another concept that's important in Yichud Hashem. We believe in Yichud Hashem. Not only that there's only one God, monotheist. Yichud Hashem means more than that. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only authority who decides what's right and what's wrong. A lot of times we feel pressure, societal pressure, to do things the wrong way. We know that it's not right that way, but that's where everybody else goes. A lot of times, the women, I don't know, in this neighborhood, in some neighborhoods, the women don't dress properly. Some neighborhoods, they wear long, alluring shapelin. They wear skirts with slits in them, even if the slit is really below the knees. But the slits are very suggestive. I don't know, maybe I have a bigger yetzer than other people. I remember in Yeshiva, Rabbi Lipschitz was always mocked about how high the mechitza should be. There was always one woman who used to say, he must have a big yetzer hara. Because he's so worried, call a girl, Machalei, it's a girl, and men, he's so worried all the time about the people. Okay? Maybe, but men do have a Yetzirah. And women wear a lot of times very tight dresses, very, very appropriate. But that's what they see all the neighbors, so the Goyisha neighbors and the Jewish neighbors, everybody's doing that. So they go along with that. That's not the right thing. You shouldn't go along with the Das HaKol, that's what everybody does. Or everybody sending their children to this summer camp. Everybody sending their children to this yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody sending their daughters to this day school in New York. I know that that school is no good, but everybody in the neighborhood is standing there, and so I'm embarrassed to stand up. Everybody damish my nesim so quickly, I don't want them to think that I'm a chiyok. So I'm going to also leave out every other syllable, leave out every other word, and I'll finish my nesim with everybody else. That you should. The pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim, l'siach haram l'ros. Chazal had an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. When you have a Sanhedrin of 23 and it's a split vote, and 12 say Chai Nisan, 11 say Pater, so it's not enough. You can't give Oynesh Nisan based on the Roi Bavecha. If it's 13 to 10, then it's okay. But if it's only 12 to 11, a Roi Bavecha, so you can't give Din in the Pasuk. But what's the Pshutza from Mikra? The Siach around the Ras. Don't follow the masses if you know you're doing something wrong. If you know what the correct thing is, so you should do the correct thing. You should forget about what's politically correct. People are too worried about what's politically correct. That's part of the din of Yichud Hashem. We believe that the one and only authority to determine what's right and what's wrong is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who decides what's taiv and what's ra, what's a mitzvah and what's an aver. So Leitchik mentioned he was brought up in the Lubavitcher village, and he mentioned by Lubavitch they had a minig, I don't know if they still have it, that at the end of the Seder they don't sing Echad Biyadeh. Because Echad Biyadeh say what is one, what is two, what is three, to Lukas and three others and four imos. He's saying Hashem Echad, God is one. He said Hashem Echad means much more than God is one. That's, also if there's only one God, then not more than one God, but Hashem Echad means much more than that. Yichud Hashem means that God is unique. There's nothing else like Him in one. Mele, there's only one God. He's unique. Yichud Hashem means He's the only one in control of everything in the world. And we should always ask Atfilas. We should ask everything. He should take care of everything. And Yichud Hashem means that He's the only one who determines what's right and what's wrong. We shouldn't think that anyone else has the ability to determine. We should forget about the Das HaKol. The Iker is, if we would really have a Hakara Sachet, it would be easier to do tshuva, but that's the first step is missing. We're not really convinced that we did an Aver. We always rationalize, we always try after. People in business, you deal in business with Nochrim, so the Nochrim commonly speaks Nebel Peh. So the Jew doesn't want to look like a prude, doesn't want to look like an idiot, so he talks also the same Nebel Peh, that the Nochrim should realize that he's with it. You should show them that you're with it. Get them to stop talking a little bit. Not that you should lower yourself to their madrigal. You should forget about it. They're going to think that I'm an idiot. They're going to say, Chavetz Chaim, they give them Lashon. Whole chevra people, my boss is talking Lashon Hara, and I'm going to walk away. He's going to think that I'm a dumbbell. He's going to think that I'm a mitumtam. I don't know how to talk Lashon Hara. You have to say, you have to walk away. And even if you look like an idiot, so be it. And if you're going to lose your job, he says sometimes you have to even be prepared to lose your job, not to participate in speaking Lashon Hara. There's so many things that we don't write a point this week. Someone calls me on the phone. He wants to know, he sold some merchandise to a notary and they sent him a check, they overpaid. Does he have to give back the money? So of course you have to give back the money. What kind of a shaman is that? Is it din tosak and his mutter, but it's also lahatoso. If the notary had sent you money, so you say to tosak, he sent you a check, calls money, you don't endorse it. You have nothing. You're endorsing it as lahatoso. That you're not allowed to do. And even if you sent the cash, also, if it's avedus sakum, so whenever there's a chilul Hashem, whenever you'll accomplish a chilul Hashem, this person had a very Jewish sounding name, the one who called me, I don't know who he is, but he told me his name, he lives in Brooklyn, he told me. It's obvious that he's Jewish, so I said, of course you have to send him back, get a refund, and say he made a mistake, you overpaid. But he tells me another case of this, I don't know what business he's in, I have no idea who he is. He says the price for his services, whatever, or the product, I don't know what it is, is a certain price. Then he negotiated with someone, he knocked down the price, and they agreed it's going to be less. Then the Meister, when they made out the check, they sent it. So the one who made out the check wasn't aware that they had bargained it down, and it's less. He paid him the full amount. He said, so it's Geneva. Of course he has to give back the money. They tell the story about Rabbi Yanka Kamenetsky, when he was a rabbi in Europe. So a few balabatim came and asked him the same shalom when they went to the post office to buy stamps. So the Nochri, working in the post office, gave them extra change. So Bianca Kamenetsky said, they asked him, are they allowed to keep the money? As a Torah and said, it's not your money, you have to give it back. So then it turned out that the Nochri was doing it on purpose. They have this in his biography. Nochri was doing it on purpose because he read the Nazi propaganda that the Jews are all going to love him, and he wanted to test them out and see if they really going to love him. So every time he gave them extra change, they always gave it back. So the bank told them, you have to give it back, it's not your money. That Nochri saved the lives of several Jews in the city because he saw that all the Nazi propaganda was not true. So he said, you see, Rabbi Yanka Kamenetsky had Ruach HaKodesh. So they told Rabbi Yanka, said, no Ruach HaKodesh, common sense, it's not your money. You give back the money. It's Aveda Sakam, but you make a Kiddush Hashem, so you give it back. There's such things that are so obvious, but we're so far. The Gemara says, Rupam Begezel, Yudam Arayis, Kulam Babak Loshnar. The Gemara was nice to us and said, Kulam Babak Loshnar. Gezel. Everybody violates. Ruben Begezel. So many people violate Gezel. We don't have to look so far to find out what we have to do tshuva for. If we just open our eyes, if we'll have a hakar sachet, it'll be easy to open. We have to open our eyes. The Rabbi Shalom should give us all the yad v'nishmai. We should say, "On Hashem, chatos." He should give us the yad v'nishmai. We should be able to recognize what we're doing wrong, and that'll be easy. To him, sach, hagut yon to everybody. Marzina toivah.